The word of God is read from two books. Psalms 133. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forever. And from Philippians chapter 2, imitating Christ's humility. There is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy. Make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in the full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not into your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be acceptable before you, God, who is our rock and redeemer. Amen. It's good to be here. And it's pleasing to join you in worship. I was invited to come to California for the first time, and I was in Denver, where I met a good number of people who have been to Malawi to serve the Lord as missionaries. And once in a year, they come together just to remind themselves and plan for the next trip to Malawi. Then I was sitting there amidst them. I think I was the only, no, we have three Africans, but I was the only one coming from Malawi. The other Africans, of course, came from Malawi, but they are Americans now because they are staying here. And you can just imagine sitting amongst many and being alone. You are tempted to feel out of place. But because I was sitting amongst brothers and sisters, I felt at home. I felt accommodated. I felt comfortable. I think that's the beauty of unity, of believers. When disciples of Christ were together, that scenery was so beautiful. And God says, when he looks down upon us, being together like the way we have done today, you know, that makes him feel happy. I'm talking of the Lord. So too with us who are joined together. I was given an opportunity to preach. And this time, in Denver, they have a very beautiful retreat center in the mountains. and surrounded by beautiful trees. And this time we went out and we were sitting amidst the trees, beautiful, and I was asked to preach. I never knew that when we were waking up in the morning, everyone had a choice of kind of cloth that was going to put on. But when I looked across the gathering, I found that almost each and everyone had put on a different attire, different colors. And I looked at where we were sitting. It was just gorgeous. It was just beautiful. The coming together was just beautiful. The sight was just beautiful. And I think when God was looking at us, he smiled at us. Heavens smiles when he sees his children sitting together in worship. And the coming together to worship the Lord is beautiful before God. You know, unity is not our making. It's God's making. God wants us to be together in unity. That's why Jesus in John 17:21 says, I wish all may be one. Because the sight itself is so beautiful. And today I'm looking across the gathering. I'm saying, wow. It's not sometimes good to be alone. It's good to be amongst many, because it makes the environment beautiful. And if you are thinking alongside with me, you agree that the beauty of coming together is so, coming together is so pleasing. And that's why the author of Psalms 133, who happens to be David, we are told, says it is, in fact, another version says, behold, behold. And the word behold is like somebody is standing here and is looking at the gathering and says, behold, look how good and pleasing it is for people to live together in unity. That's why I can't fail to go to church, because I just want to be part of that congregation, because it looks beautiful. And the other beauty of coming together is reminded by when we read Genesis chapter 1, verses 4, 10, 18, 25, and 31, where when God finished his creation, he's like he stood somewhere and looked at his creation and said, yes, it is pleasing. It is beautiful. It is the same when he looks at us. He says, these are my people who follow me. Look, when they are together, no one is having different thinking. It's like they are together in one thought, in one mind, and thinking the same. And to him, it's beautiful. And therefore, in Psalms number 33, he gives us another beauty of unity. Because he says, when the believers come together, I'm attracted to be present where they are. God is always present when his believers come together in unity. So our coming together attracts God. Now, where there is God, then expect blessings. God blesses where people have gathered together in his name. In other words, unity becomes a space for blessings by God. Because Psalm says, there the Lord will declare his blessings, and that's life everlasting. Believe me not, when we gather together, God has interest in us. He shows his interest, and because of that, he blesses us. Maybe the question would be, in Africa, when we talk of blessings, maybe it makes sense. Because I must say, well, Africa is poor. And maybe when we talk of blessings, it's when you've got, you know, some things that you need in life. But here, when I'm standing here and talking about blessings, people may not actually understand because they say, what is it that we lack? But you lack being with other friends. You lack the joy of being together. Which in Philippians chapter 2, Paul is saying, your coming together will complete my joy. I rejoice when I'm with other people. The people make me feel good. The people that are surrounding me make me feel good. It's like they put something in me. Then I even forget the situation in which I am. I must say, the world is not fair to us. There are so many frustrations. People are going through so many frustrations. They are disappointed. They don't get what they wanted. They feel life is not treating them well. But this, you can start feeling like that, more especially when you are just alone. That's why believers are on the advantage. Because when they come together, they get that happiness, which they can't get when they are alone. So God is saying, I wish they were one. So that they share the joy that they get from me. God wants us to be happy. And we cannot be happy if we are alone. Solitary life is not good. It's not helping. Otherwise, it increases our problems that we have. But coming together as believers, God is there to bless us. And that's why when we read Matthew 18:20, it reads, for where two or three come together in my name, I'm there with them. In other ways, some people have said, it's not true that God only blesses people who are together, and that is not what I'm saying. You can be blessed when you're alone. But it's more blessing when you come together as believers. Because God is pleased. God is pleased. God is always concerned when you are just alone. One of the writers in Africa, John Beat, said, I am because you are. And since you are, I am. That I cannot live like an island. I need to live together with other people because they will bring joy into my life. What else do we need? We have everything, but what else do we need? We need joy. We need happiness. And that happiness should only come from the Lord. Because happiness that comes to the world, it ends. It's not lasting. But when you have happiness that comes from the Lord, it's lasting. And that's why I want to thank God that you are believers. And God is there to make us happy. when I was coming, I was feeling like, wow, yes, I'm going to preach. But I'm going into a church where I don't know anybody apart from Joe and Hannah who invited me. And I'll be surrounded by people who don't even know me. Lucky enough, today, I'm surrounded by people who don't know me except four. Now, I added two. Joe and Hannah, wow, and the other two friends who are also sitting in this congregation, sanctuary. But immediately I came here, I felt at home. It was like I was in Malawi. I serve a congregation, although I don't know everyone by name, but I even know everyone by their look. I even know where each one sit, his preference of seat in the church. And therefore, I feel comfortable because I serve the people that I know. And that was in me. And when I was coming, I was feeling like, now I'm going to a congregation which doesn't know me. But believe me or me not, I'm comfortable in serving this church because it's like I'm at home. You make me feel good. So it's the beauty of unity. Lastly, the beauty of unity is the call that the Lord has made to us, that together we may witness to the world that the Lord sends us to preach his name. And unity attracts people to start believing in Christ. When they see people united, sharing, having a good time together, you know, having that joy together, people get attracted. I've never seen people being attracted where there is conflict. People shun away. In Malawi, we have just gone through our polls on 21st May. And immediately after the polls, the opposition parties said they were not satisfied with the outcome. They went rampant. They went on the road demonstrating up to now, burning tires on the road, breaking other people's property, breaking other people's vehicles. And you look at the scenery, it's not pleasing, it's not good. And I want to tell you, God cannot be pleased with that. God is pleased where they see people relating to each other in a friendly manner, because unity provides friendship. And in friendship, there is that relationship which you can relate without any problem. You know, I can go around, I can greet anyone without having anything in my mind. But I don't know you who are sitting here, but unity, you know, brings us on the same level. You know, it creates a ground where we are almost like the same. But I know when I go out of this church and I find you in your office, you'll be different. You'll not be the same. You'll be bosses. And I'll be sitting there waiting for you to call me. And I'll be told even the way, the procedures, how to go about reaching you. But God brings us together. He levels the ground. We become brothers and sisters. There is no Jew or Greek, black or white. There is no young or old. No woman, no man. But we are all one in Christ Jesus. Thus, the beauty of coming together as believers. May God bless us. And we should be reflecting on this question, which I want to finish with. What value has our coming together added to your life today. As you'll be going out, I want you to be reflecting on this question. What value has your coming to church, Knox Church today, added to your life? May God bless you. Amen.